Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. This is going to be a fun show. I'm excited. I'm still feeling it in my bones. Had the chance to take in a fantastic blues show last night at the Segerstrom Concert Hall in Southern California. Now, here's the deal. I know lots of times, sometimes we have films on here where you think, LA, I'm in New York. Will these films all travel around, such as these musicians? Of course, this is Talking Pictures, but these musicians have had their music in films. Charlie Musselwhite has had his music in multiple films. Mr. Charlie Musselwhite was the inspiration for one of Dan Aykroyd's The Blues Brothers characters. Before we get into Charlie and John Mayall and Miss Betty Levitt, and again, when I say John Mayall, I don't mean John Mayer. Please don't confuse the two. John Mayall, the British godfather of the blues, is responsible for Eric Clapton. Well, introducing on that great album, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, where they're all sitting on the ground. I don't know why I'm spacing on the title. One of the great tracks is Hideaway on it. I'm spacing because I listened to that album so many times. Mick Fleetwood, Peter Green, who are awesome blues musicians. Of course, Classic Rock Radio deprives us of that and just plays Rumors over and over and over. But if you're into music, dig up some old Mick Fleetwood, Peter Green, really bluesy stuff. Carlos Santana's Black Magic Woman is, of course, a Peter Green song. Before I go off on a blues tangent, first of all, this show was in the beautiful concert hall. There's a hall where they have operas, musicals, plays, etc., stand-up comedians, concerts. I've seen Wynton Marsalis, got to see B.B. King, so thankful. The concert hall, I've seen Leanne Rimes. And then, of course, last night I was at this blues show. And then there's a cabaret behind where I saw McCoy Tyner, who was John Coltrane's piano player. Now, what made this show so rocking was that you're in this place that's usually where the symphony plays. So it's kind of more on the upscale dress side. And as everyone knows, or if you don't know, please go out and search this out. It's an ever-ending journey of the blues. A lot of people think it's just a sad music. A lot of people say, I've never had the blues. If you are alive, you've had the blues. That was one of the great intro that the MC had to say. You have the blues the moment you were born. And so with that, we're getting to see this great show. Charlie Musselwhite, of course, goes back to not the original seed of the blues, because that's back in the Delta and he's not 100 years old. But he goes back to this time when rock and roll was moving from Memphis up through to Chicago and becoming electric. Charlie Musselwhite is one of those musicians who has played with and is on par with everyone that gets the notoriety. And that's what happens a lot in the blues. I know Mr. Musselwhite has played a lot of gigs with John Lee Hooker, Carlos Santana, Robert Cray, B.B. King, guy in the world. If you ever have a chance to see him, he takes time to sign CDs after shows, takes pictures, doesn't charge you for the autograph, doesn't charge you for the picture, remembers that you've come to his show before. Not enough great things we could say about Charlie, but the music, the acoustics are meant for a symphony, and this building is it's like 5 stories tall. So instead of getting this gritty, bluesy, I don't call it bar music in a bad way, that's meant for a smoke-filled room and some whiskey and catfish, you're getting this music that's bouncing off 5 stories of wood and concrete and the roof and the lighting. And Charlie is explosive on the harp. Of course, he's been playing for over half a century. And it does, his the coolest thing about Charlie, in his music, there's no sign of age. You could think this was a young band jamming in their garage. Of course, his stories and the lyrics and the passion that he has and that he gives to the crowd does require his experience and his age. You can live that passion, you can understand that passion, but until you've walked those blues roads and been through the Delta and made your way to Chicago when you didn't know anybody, dropped in off a bus, that's a journey, that's a story. And when Charlie comes on stage, he brings all of that with him. He's a guy who plays upward 150 to 200 night gigs a year. I know he's always on the road. He's in Europe. He's in almost anywhere when I occasionally check on his sites, his website. And he just put out this great new album that it's, you know, what a cool thing that you buy a new album and you have the artist autographing it. It doesn't get much cooler than that. I can't think of two others. I don't even have one other CD where I have the artist autograph. And if I did, I would have had to pay something or pay someone or win a contest. So Charlie Musselwhite, go to www.charliemusselwhite.com. You'll have his tour dates. Give me one sec. I'm going to pull that up because I want to throw it out here because Charlie also played some songs off what I believe was his first or was one of his first albums. And it was titled Here Comes Charlie Musselwhite and His Southside Band. Now that is old school Charlie. That is the real deal. That is back in Chicago. You know, Charlie also came up with his buddies, Michael Bloomfield, again, a heavy student of B.B. King. So you listen to Bloomfield and B.B. carries on, and Paul Butterfield and the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. My personal favorite. So I could spend like endless hours discussing this, but here's where you guys are lucky. He's coming up to Washington this weekend. June 3rd, he's in Berkeley. Then he's going to be in San Mateo. He's going to be in Greeley, Colorado. He's going to be up there in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada at the Ottawa Jazz Festival. So for my buddies in Ottawa, this is why I told you to listen. Check it out. Also, if you want to hear a preview of Charlie's new album, it's on his website. Great songs. I'm really looking forward to checking out his version of Done Somebody Wrong, the great Elmore James tune that to me, Dwayne Allman just tears into on Allman Brothers Band live at the Fillmore East. And so I thought, oh, I'm into that. Indiana, Illinois, comes back to California this summer, DC, New York. So just keep in mind, Oklahoma City, Kansas City this September, Charlie Musselwhite will be coming your way. It's always a joy. And we were thankful to be in his presence last night. The second act on the bill, and again, we want to congratulate Charlie on the Grammy. I also was reading Rolling Stone one day and saw a picture of him with the president and Ben Harper, and it just made me smile because you meet artists and you just think, God, these are good people. It's not, oh, they did this, or oh, they know Mick Jagger. This is a good person, and it was really cool to see these things unfold. And of course, the Grammy, and I think he's a 12 or 13 time nominee. Okay, so for the next artist, she was a real treat. Now, I'm going to say I never heard of her, and I know sometimes we do that in music, and to the other person we're talking to, it's like saying we've never heard of Louis Armstrong. But she was no doubt a mix of Etta James, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Nina Simone. I think any female vocalist is. I mean, I don't think you could sing as a female, sing the blues, or Coco Taylor, another one from Chicago, without knowing these. She had that, and I don't mean that in a sexual way. She had that, but she also had that, she could hold her own. And that's what I dig about Coco Taylor and Etta James, is they're as badass as it gets. Pardon my language. But she's a three-time Grammy nominee. She is 60 years old from Michigan. And it was at age 16 that she came out her first single, My Man, He's a Lovin' Man, on Atlantic Records. She worked alongside Cab Calloway in the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Bubbling Brown Sugar in the role of Sweet Georgia Brown. And this was something, what was kind of cool was this was, I experienced her music, but there was the in-between artists. We were waiting in line to meet, to talk to Charlie Musselwhite and stuff, and the next act had to go on, but they had put it over the speakers. And what was really cool was we were hearing this music over the speakers in the lobby. And it was almost like, I remember this happened with Jimi Hendrix, obviously not live, but Jimi Hendrix, Jeff Beck, Nina Simone. I heard them and was not ready. And it just soaks into you. And I thought, whoa, I'm not in the room and I'm feeling this on a speaker. I'm feeling this knowing that the person's in the other room, but I'm so entranced that I'm standing here in the lobby. But it was just because, respectfully, they have the doors so you don't go in and out and disrupt the acts. But it was like the fact that I was so moved and didn't just say, oh, well, I'm going to interrupt and go in. How could I miss this? That was what was a really great gift of the blues, is that sometimes the blues, I think all the time, the blues is just about milking the moment, whether it's laughing with your buddies or whether it's going through something tough or whether it's just being yourself. It's all the blues. And that's what's so important about this music. It was going to be a full weekend. I would have been probably so amped. I wouldn't have been able to do this show had I also seen today Lisa Fisher. Of course, a lot of people wouldn't jump to say they know who that is until she was in 20 Feet from Stardom a few years ago, the Oscar-winning documentary. So that qualified this jazz weekend for the show. But singing back up to Mick Jagger for 40 years, touring with the Stones, I could only imagine the places she's seen. That is what's so cool about these bluesmen, is they have stories that literally we will never learn or understand or see because we're of a different time. They were experiencing stuff and they weren't Facebooking each other. They weren't texting each other. They were saying, hey man, I'm going to get on the bus and hopefully I'll be in St. Louis tomorrow. And they might not make it to St. Louis tomorrow. They might get stuck in halfway from Kansas City to, or from Memphis to St. Louis and, be a hobo. I don't know. And so that's what I love about these blues musicians. So for Lisa Fisher, I was personally, I've been blessed to see Charlie Musselwhite at least 3 times in all different kinds of venues. So I was of course excited about that, but I was like thinking, wow, Lisa Fisher, I only saw her at the Giants baseball field in San Francisco, AT&T Park. And I thought she was just blowing a roof off a baseball stadium that has no roof. So I thought, what is she going to be like in a concert hall? It was postponed due to travel conflict, but I'm just letting you guys know that, to know that Lisa Fisher might be coming back. We'll definitely talk about it. And the night was capped with John Mayall. His contributions, like I said, are inevitable. We all love Clapton, but I, for anybody that loves Clapton, please go back to his blues stuff. I'm not saying any of this with any kind of arrogance, because I always thought of Clapton as a pop musician until I discovered the Scorsese Blues series that was on PBS. And it's just so good and it's so tasty. The only thing that was missing in this venue was some catfish or some ribs or a dance floor. As Charlie told us, if you feel like dancing, just do it in the aisle. That was the only thing that I would say I missed, was I was in the mood for catfish. I don't drink anymore, but I was thinking about whiskey. And so, yeah, check out Charlie Musselwhite's new one, I Ain't Lying. Go to charliemusselwhite.com. Support Miss Betty Levette. Check out John Mayall if you can see him coming around. And stay tuned, because we'll hope that Lisa Fisher is coming back to town and we can bring you some info for it. Again, it's a pleasure to do this. And as always, we have to thank the, we don't have to, we enjoy thanking the Seekerson Hall, Scala, everyone who helped our show, provided us to be able to be there. Have a great night, everyone. And instead of the way I usually end it, I'm going to say, instead of watching a good movie, Google these names and listen to some good blues. Aloha.